At that time, the Aramic looters had invaded the land of Israel, and among their captives was a girl, whom they had given to Naaman's wife as a servant. One day, the girl told her mistress, "If my master only went to see the prophet of Samaria, the prophet will heal him of his leprosy." Then Naaman told the king what the young Israelite had said. "Go, visit the prophet," said the king of Aram. "I will give you an introduction letter for you to take it to the king of Israel." Then Naaman undertook a trip, and bearing 340 kilograms of silver, 68 kilograms of gold, 10 changes of clothes as a gift, and the letter to the king of Israel, from the Syrian king, that said, "I present my servant Naaman. I want you to heal him from his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter in horror, he tore his clothes and said, "This man sends me a leper to heal him. Am I God to give life and to take it away? I think he only seeks to fight me." However, when Elisha, the man of God, knew that the king of Israel had torn his clothes as a sign of affliction, he sent this message: "Why are you so upset? Send me Naaman, so he will know that there is a true prophet in Israel." So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and waited in front of the door of Elisha's house. But Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, "Go and wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan River. Then your skin will be restored and you will be healed from leprosy." Naaman got very angry and left very offended. "I thought the prophet was going to come out to meet me," he said. "I expected him to move his hand over the leprosy and invoke the name of the Lord, his God, and he will heal me. Aren't the rivers of Damascus, Abana, and Pharpar better than any river in Israel? Why can't I wash in one of them and be healed?" So Naaman turned around and left enraged. His officials tried to make him see reason and said, "Sir, if the prophet had asked you to do something very difficult, wouldn't you have done it? So you should really obey him when he simply tells you, 'Go wash and heal.'" Then Naaman went down to the Jordan River and dipped 7 times in there as the man of God had instructed him, and his skin was as healthy as that of a child and cured. I love this story. A story about a man named Naaman. A man accustomed to success. A man of war accustomed to being honored. A man accustomed to others submitting to his orders, and now in the midst of illness, he was a man ready for anything. But one of the things that caused him the most difficulty was the fact that he was very proud. I don't know if you have ever met a proud and also stubborn person who considers that he is the center of the world and that others have to listen to him, and that if he needs something, then everyone has to do it whenever he wants it. Also, because he considers that with his gifts and money, he can buy everyone. Now, let's not mention money, because perhaps there are people who do not have money, but they are very proud. I know many and very stubborn, and they think that they deserve to be heard, and that when they stand in line, they should be the first instead of others. Well, this was Naaman. This man was well known in Aram to the point that the king loved him very much. He loved him a lot because this man gave the king many successes. When they had to face the war, there was Naaman. And if they were Naaman, everyone was sure that they would win the war. However, this man Naaman had a weakness like you and me, but this weakness was a disease. A disease that reminded him that he was fragile. A disease that reminded him that the time will come when he will have to swallow his pride. A disease that reminded him that he needed someone else. An independent man, a man who was accustomed to having others doing things for him. Now, according to that thought, a girl appears to him who worked for him and in conditions Have you already heard the story about the rich man and the slave? Right? Now, this girl, whose name the Bible does not mention, is not thinking of taking revenge of her master. She is thinking of helping him because she has God in her heart. And when you have God in your heart, no matter what kind of adversities you have in front of you, you can change your essence. God is love, and if God is inside of you, that love lives in you. You are always willing to love and help. So, this woman gave Naaman the alternative and tells Naaman's wife, "I wish my master could meet the prophet of Samaria and he would heal him." I imagine that at night, when the husband arrives, the wife said to him, "I found the solution to your leprosy. There is a prophet in Samaria, in Israel, who can heal you, but you need to go to see him." The man went to his king, asking for permission, and the king gave him a letter to the king of Israel. Naaman decides to go to this prophet, and yet he takes gold, silver, clothes. Well, he was a very opulent man. He had a lot to offer, and now he considers that money can buy a lot of things, right? So, he tried to fix his eyes on the prophet. He tries to look at him. He lives with his war chariots. This was a captain of an army, so I imagine he had taken with him 50 men, more or less, probably more, on their war chariots, and he was on his horse. Then he arrives to the house where Elisha was. I imagine this scene. No, Naaman arrives there at Elisha's house. I imagine that Elisha's servant tells him, "Naaman has already arrived and has come with tremendous chariots, tremendous horse. He brings everything. Elisha, we became rich with this man, right?" But something happens. God knows the heart and he knows that Naaman's problem is more than his disease. It was the pride, something that many times we cannot realize ourselves. I have always said that pride is like bad breath. Everyone realizes that you have it, except the one who has it. So, Naaman was an arrogant and a proud man. I have already described everything that he was used to. Now he thought that he deserved to be healed and more because of all the gifts that he had brought. Imagine 60 kilograms of gold. Do you know what 60 kilograms of gold and a lot of kilograms of silver, 12 changes of clothes are? I believe that they were not just any change of clothes. Maybe they were designer clothes. So this man said, "With what I have brought, this man has to heal me." What does our arrogance do many times? We consider that we deserve everything, and even when we pray, it can be seen in our prayer that we want God to do what we want. I have heard people talking about prophesying, declaring, establishing. I say, well, every time I say, "I declare you, I prophesy you, and I establish," with what authority am I doing it? If the only one who establishes on earth is God, if the only one who is king, who has the word to move heaven and earth, is him, we are only children, and although we are children of a king, even children respect the authority of the king, and the king does not do what his children want. But many times we let out an arrogance that we confuse with a spiritual humility. It is the same the Apostle Paul tells Timothy, to be careful of the appearance of piety. There are many who have the appearance of piety. They show themselves as pious, but they are very proud because they are the minister, the apostle, the one who heals, and they have to kiss my ring. Or if I am going to preach, they have to give me this water, or they have to receive me at this hotel, or they have to give me so much of an offering. I am not going to go deeper, but today there are so many Naamans, thinking that they deserve everything, and because of the money they have, or perhaps because of the connections, or because of what they know, they think that everyone has to be surrendered to their feet, or that when they ask God for something, God has to do it. I have heard many say that God has to heal me. God has to do it. Well, let me tell you something. You, Naaman, who is listening to me, God has nothing with you. God does not owe you anything. We are the ones who owe him everything. So when he arrives at Elisha's house, he does not go out to meet him. Elisha stays in there. Perhaps he looked out the window and said, "Look at Naaman." Other one will go out to greet him and say, "Welcome to my house. Sit down. You are an envoy of the king. I need that connection and I am going to do him a favor so that he could give me back the favor and I could have influence." When you are a person of God, you move according to what God wants you to do. And if there is something that God hates, it is pride. 2. We cannot buy God. If God determines to do a miracle with you, it is because that is within his purpose, and not because you have made an agreement, pact, or covenant with him. Not because you have given money. Then God will say, "I have the responsibility because this man released millions for my work, so I have a responsibility to do it." No, my beloved friend. That little story that you agree with the Lord for your healing, God does not need, my beloved friend, that you give him money in order to heal you. You just have to believe the healing. What God does with us is by his grace. And you know, by grace is why Christ died on the cross. If you're willing to accept that sacrifice and depend on Christ, you receive from God, but don't come to me and tell me that it does work because I made a pact with God or I gave him this and that and God answered me. No, God did it because of his mercy, by grace, because of his plan, because it is part of his plan, not because you have given money. So, Elisha looked at him from afar. He stayed at home and told him through his messenger. He did not even went to receive him because most of Naaman's disease was not a leprosy. He was sick with leprosy, but I hope you understand me. The leprosy was something external. The true leprosy was within. Naaman was a leper man from the inside out, and God had to deal with his life. Is there leprosy in your heart called pride, arrogance, haughtiness? You have so many arguments in your mind that you consider that you are the only one who is right because you have studied, because you have the experience, because you have suffered, so that you deserve that thing. No, my beloved friend, forgive me today for coming with this audio to your life, but I need, as Elisha showed Naaman, to show you that the problem of leprosy is not the external but the internal. What is in heart? You need to get off that horse and understand, my beloved friend, that God is not bought with money and that what you have is not yours. It's like, I'm going to explain it to you this way. It's like someone put you to manage a lot of goods and then you take some of those goods and bring it to the person who put you in charge of managing it and tell him, "You know, I need something. Here I bring you this." But what is that person going to say? What is that person going to say? "Hey, but that is mine. Do you think that you are going to impress me with what is mine?" No, the Bible says that the earth and the fullness of it belongs to Jehovah. Naaman thought that he was the owner of so many things, but the gold, the silver, the rags that he carried there, all belonged to God. So it was to tell the prophet, "Here I bring all of this to you." The prophet knew that all of that belonged to God. God is the one who dresses me. God is the one who sustains me. He is the owner of gold and silver. Do you think you are going to impress me with that? Wow, that is to be well placed. When you love God, my beloved friend, the riches do not become your God. Sadly, today we live with the idea in many places that the one who has the most is the one who sits in front of everyone. The one who has the most is the one who is best served. If I am going to pray for you, It is because you are a person of influence. But Jesus was not like that, and every man of God understands the importance of being subjected to God and not allowing oneself to be bowed. Because when God says no, it is no. But when God says yes, it is yes. And it does not matter whether you give or not. We need to understand that. So Elisha made it very clear. I'm not going to receive it. He thinks he's going to buy me. He thinks that I am going to let myself be glimpsed by all that army that he brought. Not at all. The one who is in need is him, and he needs God. So he told his servant, go and take care of Naaman, and tell him, yes, God is going to heal you, but you need to go and wash in the Jordan River. Naaman just heard that and said, who does this one think he is? I come with all of this and he does not pay attention to me. He does not even show me his face. He sent me a messenger and in addition to that, he tells me to wash myself in the Jordan. But in my country, I have better rivers. In my country, I have better water. Who does this one think he is? And he leaves. Look at such arrogance. I believe that a sick person does not look at that, but this man does, and yet his man, his comrades in war, told him, but pay attention, Naaman, how much does it cost you? If the man is telling you to do that for your healing, are you going to refuse it? I believe that Naaman went to the river in anger, and yet he got in, and the seventh time he dipped, as the prophet had told him, he was healed. What is the leprosy that you are bearing? It is called pride, arrogance, perhaps. You will say, no, that is not with me, Pastor. Perhaps the proud one is you, and you have not realized it. And no matter how God speaks to you, you say, I hope this word is for someone else. And you think it is not for you. Or you need a miracle from God, and you think you can buy it with all the good works you supposedly do. Do you deserve it? No, my beloved friend. If you don't dip seven times in the sacrifice of Christ, if you do not renounce who you are seven times, recognizing the authority of God over you, everything you do will have no value. Father, I thank you for this word. You know how to confront. You know how to speak. I beg you, in the name of Jesus, that these words are well understood, well received, and that we can understand seven times. Oh, seven times. We have to let go of pride, haughtiness, and understand that you are the owner of everything, and that we do not own anything, and that we need you. We need to understand that more than a physical illness that we have, there is a spiritual illness, and we need to be baptized, because what Naaman did was to be baptized seven times. To be baptized in Christ means to accept your covering. To be baptized in Christ, to immerse ourselves in Christ means I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. It is not about me. It is about you, Lord. I ask you that we can understand, God, and be free and enjoy that healing that begins from the inside out and that comes from you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. I remind you that God always arrives just in time. And I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. A hug. Blessings.